Welcome to the Almost Perfect Podcast, a celebration of saving money but not spending money. Yeah, it's Black Friday today and I ain't buying shit. Like, you know what's better than 200 Rand off something? It's just not buying the thing at all. Like, unless you really need it, unless, you know, you've had a plan of action and you're like, yeah, you know, I need a new dishwasher or fucking something like that. And you're like, oh, I can save a grand on this thing I genuinely want and need. Then I go for it, man. But like, in general, Black Friday is such a fucking bullshit thing, man. It's not like, it's a way for these companies just to get rid of old stock, you know, clear old stock just before Christmas and that, so that they can get the new stock in. And yeah, you're actually kind of doing them a favor by clearing out all the old shit, which, you know, sometimes can work out in your favor. I know it can if you've got like a good strategy and shit like that, and you're actually checking things. Like, you know, maybe check the price of stuff a month before Black Friday, write that down, and then double check it on Black Friday or this week or Cyber Monday, or, you know, this time period where they're like, oh, this is slashed and this is discounted and whatever. But meanwhile, you check and, oh no, it's actually the same price as it was. They just, like, you know, a week ago made it 3 grand instead of the 2.5 that it was. And now they're telling you, oh, it's 2.499 on special. Like, these are real tactics. I've seen it myself. Like, there's even, like, with Takealot, there's this price tracking website. I think it's called, like, Serval. S-E-R-V-A-L. I've got it bookmarked on that. And like, it'll actually check, like, you can put in the URL of any product on Takealot and it'll show you its genuine price history, and you'll see like some stuff like literally gets put up like on special, like from the get-go, like that's just the actual price, but they're lying and they're saying, oh no, it would usually cost you this much but now it's this much, but that's been the price the whole fucking time. So just look out for that, you know. Just don't get shupsed. Don't be taken for a nah. You know, there's obviously ways to make this shit work for you, but yeah, it takes staying woke to the man, and how the man will always try and get you down, baby. But yeah, I'm actually heading out to Hilton this weekend. Jamie and I are going to visit some of her friends who live that side, so I'm really looking forward to that. Just getting out of the city, you know, and just relaxing, chillaxing, and taking in the nature. Because yeah, Hilton's quite a pretty area. I haven't been in a very long time, but my one friend, his mom was actually the Minister of Education, I think, just in case it didn't, not in South Africa, but might have been in South Africa, I can't remember. But anyway, he used to live out that way. And that's like the last time I was there. I think it was like for his 21st, which is probably about like 13 or 14 years ago now. So it'll be interesting to see how it's changed. I know there's a lot of like arty kind of vibes there. There's a lot of like dope restaurants and stuff up that side. So we'll see what we indulge in. But yeah, I'm just looking at chilling with some trees around me, essentially. I'm going to take some notebooks with me. I'm going to work on some poems. I'm going to work on some jokes. And yeah, just chill, baby. So that's fucking cool, man. I'm looking forward to that, especially because December's just around the corner. The silly season is just around the corner. Although I don't actually see myself getting that silly, man. Like, I really don't. Like, this, I'm broke as fuck, so there's that, right? That's just off the bat. Not a good way to be entering into December. But also, I don't know, man. I'm just not that excited by a lot that's happening in the Durban social and music scenes, I guess, at the moment. There's like one or two acts that, like, you know, I'll go check out. There's one or two gigs that I'm already like, yeah, that should be a fun night. Like, I know ATFN are coming down. You would have heard the interview with Paul Goya. I think that's how you say his name again. Fuck, it's been a little while. But yeah, you would have heard that episode a while ago. And so I'm stoked they're going to be coming through to town, I think, on the 9th of December. So I'm going to check that out. It's with Hoema. And then I see Matt Radford, who's Albany Law, another early guest of this podcast, really dope dude. I see his band's coming through. I can't remember what they're called. It's a new band that he's in. And they're playing The Chairman, I think, on the 3rd. So those are two things, like, you'll probably see me at. But in general, like, I'm just not that excited by anything, really. So getting me out the house this December, especially considering I've got aircon in both my bedroom and my office, is going to be quite difficult because it is hotter than a monkey's bum here in Durban. I wonder how many Monty Python fans are listening to this. That was always one of my favorite skits, the Bruces. Oh, all right, Bruce. Oh, hello, Bruce. G'day, Bruce. What are you? Like, then they're all the philosopher fucking things. How does the song go again? I dig it with a boozy bugger could drink you under the table. Yeah, I can't remember. How does the fucking song start? Come now. Anyway, Socrates himself was particularly pissed. It's basically a whole skit about Australians calling each other Bruce and then singing a song about philosophers getting drunk. Check that out on YouTube sometime if you haven't yet. That's how my brain works a lot of the time. Like, even the other day I was going to Continental, which is like this bakery deli just off of Sandile Tusi Road here in Durban, and we went there on Tuesday because Jamie came back from Seoul and she had the day off and all of that. So we went to have breakfast at Continental, and the whole time I'm just like, I'll have what I'm having, I'll have what I'm having, which is of course the Key and Peele Continental breakfast skit, which is still one of my absolute faves. So that's the thing, that's how my brain works a lot of the time. Like, I'll just be living my life and then some random skit, some random joke, some random line from a song will just pop into my head and take over. Other than that, you know the deal. Mostly just been focusing on comedy at the moment. We did Stump Nose on Saturday, which was a great gig. I really had a lot of fun. I had a good time. I was hosting, and I'm really, feeling like I'm in a good space when it comes to the stand-up comedy thing. I'm really comfortable on stage, and you know, I'm figuring out the aspects of my personality that work well on stage, you know? And that's what's been so helpful about the open mic gig and just having more constant stage time, and that it really does allow you to just get on stage knowing like, hey, these jokes have worked before, they should work again, and hey, I've made people laugh before, I should be able to make them laugh again. I mean, it doesn't always happen, man. Like, I've even seen Robbie Collins, you know, die lately, like at some gigs. Like, it happens. You can be a really good comedian and sometimes the crowd just isn't vibing with you, you know, on that night. It does happen. But lately, things have been going really fucking well, man. Like, even on Wednesday night, I had one of my favorite sets I've done, like, ever? Like, maybe? Like, that's how dope it was. That's how good it was. It was just, I was just, you know, flowing, man. And, like, just working off the crowd, like, doing, like, that's the thing. People would, like, respond to some jokes and I would come up with punchlines. And it was fucking, it was just fun, man. Like, I'm really enjoying this period of doing comedy at the moment. And I'm excited to see where it all goes. You know, next year, we're already setting up some gigs around KZN. So we're going to hit up the small towns and see if we can, you know, like, expand a little bit and try and get the name out there and try and bring some laughter to the various people all around KZN and then eventually South Africa. So yeah, man, that's the vibe. Other than that, I don't know, like, basically I watched AEW's Full Gear. I watched that on Sunday, and that had one of the most disturbing and violent fucking matches I've ever seen in my life. The Hangman Page versus Swerve Strickland fucking Texas death match was truly brutal. Like, you know, fuck me. There was a period where Hangman Page stapled one of his child's drawings to Swerve's face, to his cheek, and then pulled it. And then when Swerve went down on his hands and knees and was gushing blood from the top of his head, because, like, yo, he got some color, man, and it was just dripping, fucking Hangman Page goes and crawls underneath the man and drinks his blood. No, fucking for real. Like, he let the blood drip into his mouth from this man's face and then spat it out. Just the most fucked up, disturbing thing I've seen in wrestling probably ever. like probably ever. Like I've seen people lick, you know, their own blood and lick other people's blood and shit like that, and that's already just like, come guys, come now. But this was on a whole different level, and just a lot of the spots they did were insane, man. It was barbed wire, there were cinder blocks, there was a sit-out pile driver on the barricade, which I still don't know how they did. So that match was something that, if you like, you know, it's also a good story, man. Like, it was like, that's the thing, because like, this is like a blood feud, you know. Fucking Swerve broke into Hangman's home and shit, and like, yeah, there's a bit of a backstory behind why this got so fucking heated. But damn, man, I was like, Hangman's had like a lot of good like Texas death matches, and they've all been like quite violent and quite like creative in some of the ways that they are violent. But this was on a whole different level. So if that sounds like something you would be into, I do recommend checking out Full Gear. In general, the whole show was actually fucking fantastic, pretty much from start to finish. I didn't necessarily like the whole MJF injury angle and the way they did it. I mean, I think the angle's fine. I just think the execution of it kind of sucked. But other than that, man, all the matches were absolutely fantastic, and it was just in general a fantastic show. So if you're a wrestling fan and you haven't checked that out yet, I do recommend it. I'm also obviously excited that Will Ospreay has been signed to AEW. I think he's probably the best wrestler in the world today. Like, to me, it's between him and Kenny Omega. And it's mostly because, like, while they both can do these incredible moves and that, they've also, like, Will's learned how to tell stories doing it and how to, like, really pop crowds. And I think it's, yeah, a remarkable signing for AEW. I think he's going to really elevate the company quite a lot. And, yeah, man, I'm just pumped on that. So, yeah, that's all I got, I guess, this week. Like, I guess the only other thing of note in my life was that I've booked my tickets to Joburg for December. I'm gonna be there from the 15th to the 29th, and I've already mentioned it before, but I'm really looking forward to that. I get to hang out with my mom and my gran, the old matriarchs. You know, we'll watch movies together, I'll cook for them, and yeah, just in general, like, I really do look forward to it these days. And it's kind of funny because when I was younger, I definitely didn't necessarily enjoy Christmas much. Like, I'm the black sheep of the family for sure. Like, especially the extended family. But, you know, I fuck with my mom, I fuck with my gran. And so I'm looking forward to it just being us, you know, just a nice small little intimate Christmas. And yeah, just getting to spend some time with them, because I mean, I don't know how much longer my gran has. She's like 92 now. She's had major strokes, and like, yeah, she's on her way out at some point. So for me, it's just, I'm going to spend every Christmas I can while she's still here with her and my mom. So yeah, if you're in Jersey, I will see some of you around, I guess. I'm definitely going to come and head into town a bit. My mom stays like fucking in the east, so it's a bit of a mission, but I'll make some plans and I'll come check out the homies, and I'll probably go to some gigs and stuff up there, because yeah, like, there's definitely, I think, a bit more interesting and exciting stuff happening up that side, at least when it comes to music. So I'll see. But that's it. Yeah, that's it. Nice short episode this week. Next week, we've got Vincent Joseph on the podcast. Already got that interview done, but still busy editing it, still busy working on it. And that'll come out next week, Friday. Really excited for you to hear that. Been loving working with Vinny, with the Not Quite Right crew. And I'm excited for you to get to know him a little bit better. So with that out the way, I guess it's time to head to the shout outs. So as you probably know, each week at the end of every episode, we shout out the titular titles tier over at patreon.com. Now, this is a $10 tier. It is the top tier. And if you sign up to it, you get to pick your title right here on the Almost Perfect podcast, and I'll shout you out at the end of every episode. So shout outs to Russo, the storage clerk of subtle heresies in the Lesser Overberg region. Russell Grant, the Far East correspondent. Stephen Olafia, the executive producer. Neil Green, the key grip. Kat Jenkin, the noble ruler of the universe and Queen Swifty. Karan Slemon, the almost perfect hedge fund manager. Karan Chetty, the assistant to the regional manager. And Riz Ventura, the director of purchasing. As always, a big thank you to Damien Root for the bed music you hear underneath my voice and the banging intro you hear at the beginning of each and every episode. And lastly, but not leastly, shout outs to you for listening all the way through to the end. As always, I will catch you on the flip side.